CBA Mobile.
10-4
TFW
Mobile.
10-4 TFW, KB4 CBA, good afternoon.
David, where we at? Is the plate counting this evening?
Never guess.
End of the day, I knew you couldn't stand it. FT8 is just going to have to wait.
I actually have two matches tonight, so I'll have at least 3 hours of tennis.
Exercise for this week, right?
Monday night, I played last night. I'm playing two matches tonight, so... hopefully, maybe I can get one in. I don't know what the weather's going to be like this weekend, but we get one in either Friday or Saturday.
It's supposed to be beautiful, no rain until like Monday afternoon, I believe, and then it's supposed to rain several days next week.
Well, you know, and so you just get your tennis in when you can, because when it's nice like this, you don't want to pass up a chance because, like you say, it's going to rain the first of the week. So there you go.
Radio, you just can't never get too much of it, right?
I enjoy it, and it's good exercise too. So it's kind of a, I guess a double benefit. It's not like, you know, going to the gym and working out. That just wouldn't, I would be excited about doing that. But but I enjoy going and playing tennis. So I'm just reaping the benefits of the exercise.
One sport I never did play. Never did even attempt to play that. Don't know why. I never picked up a racket.
Golf?
I had some golf clubs, played it a little bit. Not enough to say that I played, but I finally gave them away, and it's like, I just don't like it.
Friends, one summer, it's been a good many years ago now, tried to get me to play golf, so a good friend of mine, we're the same height and everything, and he had an old set of clubs. He just bought a new set, and so he let me use his old set, and they were giving me tips and pointers, they knew how to play golf pretty well. And I started off really good, and the longer I played, the worse I got. By the end of the summer, I said, "I'm done, guys." I said, "Yeah, I'm just, I'm done with this. I'll just stick with tennis."
Three or four times, didn't like it, and then they were clubs were given to me, so I gave them away to somebody else, so that when he has relatives come by, they got an extra set. I think I'm going to go ahead and get my little lake permit and then take my kayak out there to Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham and paddle around out there. That should be some pretty good exercise.
Yeah, that'll definitely get your heart rate up and enjoy the water there. And that was my phone beeping through my sound system. I guess I got a text from somebody. I hope it's not my wife. But anyway, I guess I'll read it at the next traffic light.
I want to read it while we're riding down the road, for sure.
Yeah, and the only other thing I've seen that's just as distracting and probably even more dangerous because of the speed was we came upon this lady on 26, Highway, Interstate 26, and Yeah, we're running 70, 75 miles an hour, and she was swerving all over the place, and, you know, we thought she was drunk or something, when I finally went around her, my wife looked over, and she was reading a book. She had it sitting on her steering wheel.
You talk about distracted. I would never be able to do that. I know my boss, he reads a lot of books, but he gets the electronic ones and just listens to them.
This lady must have had a death wish or something, or I don't know. It was just crazy. It's been several years ago. I told my wife that it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
UPS or a FedEx driver that comes in the plant, he had a wreck. He was texting on his phone, and he was just going down a two-lane road, and he just came across. And that boy hit him big time.
Poor CPA. I don't know if you've seen the Bourne movies. Jason Bourne is a trilogy of movies, he'll be flying down the road, people chasing him. It's usually the police, and he pulls out a map. He's probably driving 70, 80 miles an hour, and he pulls out a map and starts looking at it to see where he's gonna go. I was just like, dude, how can you read a map that fast and know where you are and make a decision? I just couldn't do that.
For TFW, yeah, I got to pull over if I want to do anything like that.
He does it in all three of his movies, and it's kind of cracks you up because, you know, there's no way somebody can actually pull something like that off. And, of course, I guess, I don't know, those movies aren't that old, but I guess the car he was in didn't have GPS or something. He was over in Europe somewhere, so... I don't know, maybe their technology's behind ours or something, I don't know. But anyway, but I like the Bourne movies, and I like his character, but anyway, in fact, I've watched all of them several times.
Any movies? We just never really got into watching just a ton of movies. We both got to get up so early in the morning for work, and that maybe when we retire we can have enough time to look at some movies.
Our youngest daughter and her husband, they go to the theater and go to movies. It's sometimes multiple times a week during the week, so it's just crazy. My wife and I, if we see a movie we want to see, we just look at each other and go, yeah, we'll wait for it to come out, you know, on one of our video channels that we, you know, that we have. So, instead of paying for the big screen.
Two tickets to the movies and one Coke, and that's $50, isn't it?
Dining, downtown at Rick Irwin's or something. I mean, you know. Of course, you wouldn't get the movie, but the food would sure be good.
Yep. We don't have HBO or anything. We watch a lot of over the air, and I pay for a few channels and that. But like I said, we just don't watch a ton of movies or a ton of shows and that. But every once in a while, usually we got something going on, something we got to do. That's about it.
KN4TFW. 4CPA. Yeah, well, I remember those days when I had something to do. just joking. It seems like folks, you know, when you retire, they find stuff for you to do, and especially my kids and my wife, so, or my mother-in-law. So, but anywho, well, I'm sitting here in the parking space here, so I guess I'll jump out. I'm gonna warm these old knees up. I've got about 10, 12 minutes here, so. Give me enough time to do that before I hit the court. So I'll say 73s, and thanks for the ride along. I'll clear out of here after yours, KB4CBA.
All right, 73, Dave. Enjoy your tennis match and play well, and I enjoyed the chit-chat and the ride in, so you be careful, and I'll catch you another time. KN4TFW.